بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعنه رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يوشك أن يكون خير مال المسلم غنم يتبع بها شعف الجبال ومواقع القطر يفر بدينه من الفتن. رواه البخاري. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned: soon a time will come when the best of wealth of a Muslim will be a flock of sheep which he will take to the mountain tops and the areas where the rain falls in order to escape and protect his deen from various types of trials and tribulations. Rasulullah said, a time will come when the best of wealth of a believer will be some flock of sheep that he has, and he will take this to the mountain tops and areas where rain falls. In other words, far away from the city, away from every person. He will go to the mountain tops, and the purpose of him taking his flock of sheep and going away will be to escape يَفِرُّ بِدِينِهِ مِنَ الْفِتَنِ, to protect his deen from various type of trials and tribulations he'll be facing in the world. So again, as I mentioned previously, that the time will come towards just before Qiyamah, and the believers, for their spiritual safety, they will flee to the mountaintops. Nobody will be there dwelling in the city. And here Rasulullah explains that the man will have some livestock, some flock of sheep. In other words, that will be his means of survival. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ما بعث الله نبيا إلا رعى الغنم. فقال أصحابه: وأنت؟ قال: نعم, كنت أرعاها على قراريط بأهل مكة. رواه البخاري. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah said, every Nabi of Allah herded sheep. In other words, every Nabi of Allah was a shepherd. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasul, even you? Nabi Akareem said, yes, I used to herd the sheep for the people of Makkah in exchange for a few qararit, for a few qirat. That was some few pennies, few dirhams. So to be herding a flock of sheep or goats or camels, in other words, to be a shepherd, this is not regarded to be something mundane. But in fact, it taught the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam to become humble, live a life of modesty, simplicity. Also, it enabled them to develop within them forbearance, tolerance, patience. When a person looking after sheep has to run after the sheep, so it inculcated in them this quality of forbearance and tolerance and patience, because they're going to be the leaders tomorrow, and they're going to be the Anbiya, they're going to be the Nabis. So they needed to have this type of quality within them to herd the Ummat and to make sure that every Ummati of theirs is now protected and guided. وعنه رضي الله عن أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال من خير معاش الناس من خير معاش الناس لهم رجل ممسك عنان فرسه في سبيل الله يطير على متنه كلما سمع هيئة أو فزعة طار عليه يبتغي القطر أو الموت مظانه, أو رجل في غنيمة في رأس شعفة من هذه شعف أو بطن واد من هذه الأودية يقيم الصلاة ويؤتي الزكاة ويعبد ربه حتى يأتيه اليقين ليس من الناس إلا في خير. رواه مسلم. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah said, one of the best livelihoods of people is that of a man who holds the reins of his horse. Mumsikun inara farasihi fi sabilillah, in the path of Allah. Yatiru ala matani, he flies on the back of this horse. Every time he hears some war cry, he hears some noise of maybe an attack of some enemy, so he jumps on the back of the animal. And when he hears the sound of battle or danger, he hastens towards it. In other words, he is seeking the opportunity of fighting the enemy or death, shahadat. So this is his purpose. So he goes out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's ready, he's trained, he's prepared. And he is brave. He does not, the sounds of the war and people or attack does not scare him, but he goes very bravely. And the second person Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned is of that person who tends to sheep at the top of one of the mountains or in some valley. And what does he do? يُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ وَيُؤْتِ الزَّكَاةِ He establishes salah, he gives zakah, and he worships his Allah till maut comes to him. حَتَّى يَأْتِيَهُ الْيَقِينِ Yaqeen, which means certainty, here it refers to maut, until maut comes to him. And he does not meddle in the affairs of people except in good. In other words, لَيْسَ مِنَ النَّاسِ إِلَّا فِي خَيْرٍ In other words, he is just in good. He doesn't get involved and embroiled in their other activities. Here again, this hadith of Rasulullah is showing us that soon the time will come when the person will leave all his profession and everything and he'll go to the mountaintops, and this will be the good livelihood that the person will have, that whatever flock of sheep he has, and he will tend to that, and he'll establish deen, he'll establish his salat, he'll discharge his zakat, and he'll make Allah Allah, he'll make the zikr of Allah, he'll make the ibadah of Allah on the mountaintop or in some valley until maut comes to him, and he'll remain aloof from the activities of people, because it'll be time of trials and tribulation, and the only way to spiritually survive will be to move away from the people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand. May Allah protect us from all types of trials and tribulations. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the ummah from the Nabiya Kareem some hifazat and hidayah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.